Hello and welcome. Thanks again for joining us today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another lesson, the Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Today, lesson 314. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
I seek a future different from the past. That's the lesson for today. And as we prepare to begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
I seek a future different from the past. From new perception of the world, there comes a future very different from the past. The future now is recognized as but extension of the present. Past mistakes can cast no shadows on it, so that fear has lost its idols and its images. And being formless, it has no effects. Death will not claim the future now, for life is now its goal. And all the needed means are happily provided. Who can grieve or suffer when the present has been freed, extending to its security and peace into a quiet future filled with hope?
Father, we were mistaken in the past and chose to use the present to be free. Now, do we leave the future in your hands, leaving behind our past mistakes and sure that you will keep your present promises and guide the future in their holy light. I seek a future different from the past, and so it is. Let's join together again for a moment of silence. This lesson is clearly building on the principle, the truth ought principle of thoughts or things, that what we're experiencing today is a reflective world of past thoughts, past expressions, past emotions, passions, tempers, and meaning that we've given the world. A new perception of the world, there comes a future very different from the past. The future now is recognized as but an extension of the present. The present being in the holy instant frees the world from our judgments, frees the world from the meanings that we've been giving it. And the world in that freedom, being unchained from our meaning, from our pretense to be God, giving everything all the meaning that it has, mutually agreed upon or otherwise, the world begins to reflect a different energy. If we're joined in mind with spirit, in union and relationship with love, we're holding a different energy. We're extending that energy onto this reflective world. And how could it not represent itself, express itself, reflecting back to us because we are what has changed. We have changed our vibration. We've changed our consciousness, and we've joined with the vision of Christ. I seek a future different from the past when I practice the holy instant, when I'm in the discipline of watching my thoughts, not getting tripped up by fear, and taking all of my fears, all of my thoughts, all of my imaginations within and practicing to laying that at the altar of the Holy Spirit and simply joining in that mind and asking for truth and letting love come as our guide, as our teacher, as our friend, and as our expression in this world.
So this is a lesson that is just so filled with peace and hope. The part of the lesson that I read twice, and I just want to read it again. Who can grieve or suffer when the present has been freed, extending its security and peace into a quiet future filled with hope? So this is a lesson about we need not suffer. We've been taught that suffering has inherent gains in it, and that is a lie, and that there is something to grieve, and that is a lie too, because that which we would grieve, death and loss, is not real. And so this is really such a joyful lesson about living in the present moment. And when we do that, we free our future from being like the past. And here's something to contemplate too. You might think, well, you know, my past wasn't so bad. I'm okay to project my past into the future. But really, there's a collective aspect of this going on as well. And the collective past that we as a culture have created as well, we free ourselves from the collective nature of what we have made together. We free ourselves from the expectations of what our norms and culture would say is the way to proceed to secure your future. So for myself, as I am in this, in my particular experience of life, kind of in this gap between what was as far as a job or career and what will be, that this interruption is saying, you know, wait a second, I don't have to proceed in a way that the culture or society or those who might know, you know, out in the world that this is what you should do at this age and with regard to your career in order to secure your future. No, no, no. This is this opportunity to say, you know, I am under the direction of Christ. I am under the direction of Spirit. I'm under the influence of the holy instant here. And that what I thought would keep me safe, I'm saying, you know what? No, it's like, I don't want to keep recreating not only my past, but the past of humanity into the future, that I am free, that I am unlimited, that it's done as I decree. And the I that decrees is the I that is unified in the consciousness of love and the consciousness of God. And in that infinite now, all things are possible. There's unlimited possibilities. And that's where I abide, breath by breath, moment by moment, allowing myself and trusting myself to be led absolutely perfectly so that I experience that in this now moment, I am free. And I extend that freedom and its security and that peace into a quiet future filled with hope. Past mistakes are gone. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Don't keep resuscitating them. Don't keep pointing to them. Don't keep making a story out of them. Don't keep, you know, the drama going. Be willing to say no. Be willing to say, based on the previous lessons, that a new perception is washing over me. I seek a future that is different from the past. There's a saying that I'd rather dance with the devil I know than the one I don't know. Well, time to let that go, because, you know, sometimes that familiarity of what has been, we think will keep us safe. But really, we're doing a major throwback to our aboriginal nature of being unified in the consciousness of love and God. And that's really what our truth is. So I seek a future different from the past. Yeehaw.
And all the needed means are happily provided. Who can grieve or suffer? A quiet future filled with hope. It's a beautiful lesson. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you for being here. We love you, Mighty Companion. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send